What makes us who we are? Is it the circumstances of our birth, the choices we make, or something deeper that defies categorization? In a dystopian Chicago divided into five factions, abnegation, selflessness, dauntless, bravery, erudite, intelligence, amity, peace, and candor, honesty, Tobias Eaton faces this question with his life hanging in the balance. Behind closed doors, his father, Marcus, a respected abnegation leader, terrorizes him with a belt and psychological manipulation while maintaining a pristine public image. This duality creates a suffocating reality where Tobias must navigate between appearance and truth, a skill that will serve him throughout his journey. The night before the choosing ceremony brings this conflict to its breaking point. After discovering Tobias's hidden treasures, including a blue glass sculpture from his mother, Marcus beats him savagely, careful to leave marks only where clothing will hide them. As Tobias lies on his stomach that night, surrounded by his broken possessions, a realization crystallizes. If I choose abnegation, I'll never escape him. When his blood sizzles on the dauntless coals the next day, he looks directly into his father's eyes, tasting his first moment of freedom. What do you do when your name carries the weight of abuse? You change it. When Instructor Amar asks his name during the Dauntless initiation, Tobias hesitates. He can't bear to remain Tobias Eaton, Marcus's son. The fear landscape simulation becomes the crucible in which his new identity is forged. While most initiates face 7 or 8 fears, Tobias has only 4: heights, confinement, forced violence, and his father. When Amar announces this record-setting performance to the dining hall, calling him 4, Tobias seizes the opportunity. When another initiate mockingly calls him stiff, he declares firmly, "My name is 4. Call me stiff again, and you and I will have a problem." What's fascinating about 4's fears is how they reveal his core character. His fear of heights represents his fear of freedom itself. Having lived so long under control, the vastness of possibility terrifies him. His claustrophobia stems from childhood punishments locked in small spaces. His fear of killing an innocent shows his terror of becoming like his father, violent and uncontrolled. And his final fear, facing Marcus himself, represents the past he cannot escape no matter how far he runs. Just as 4 settled into his new identity, his carefully constructed world faces its first major threat. His mother, Evelyn, supposedly dead for 7 years, appears with revelations that shake his foundation. She faked her death to escape Marcus and has become a leader among the factionless, who are organizing into a formidable force. Her warning about erudite leader Janine Matthews manipulating Dauntless confirms 4's growing suspicions, but her invitation to join the factionless resistance feels like another attempt to control him. Furious at her abandonment, 4 initially rejects her. "I never want to see you again." Yet this encounter forces him to confront his past in ways he's been avoiding. In a symbolic gesture, he visits Tori's tattoo parlor with a specific request: all 5 faction symbols along his spine. When questioned about this choice, he expresses what becomes his personal manifesto. "I don't want to be just one thing. I can't be. I want to be brave and selfless and intelligent and honest and kind." This tattoo represents 4's complex identity beyond faction boundaries and marks him as potentially divergent, someone who cannot be controlled by simulations. This realization connects to his instructor Amar's mysterious death and leads to his strategic decision to withdraw from leadership training, requesting instead to become an instructor and work in the control room. In a moment of reconciliation with his past, he sends a message to Evelyn: "Someday. Not yet. 4. P.S. I'm glad you're not dead." 2 years later, a small girl in gray becomes the first jumper among the new Dauntless initiates. "First jumper, Triss," 4 announces, ensuring the Dauntless will remember her for her bravery rather than her abnegation origins. He recognizes something in Triss that mirrors his own journey: her hesitation before choosing a new name, her determination to shed her past identity. Their connection deepens when Four shows Triss his fear landscape, revealing his true identity as Tobias Eaton and the abuse he suffered. When she questions his interest in her, mentioning she's not pretty, he laughs and tells her what he truly values. You're deadly smart, you're brave, and even though you found out about Marcus, you aren't giving me that look, like I'm a kicked puppy or something. This vulnerability marks a turning point. For the first time, Four has shared his complete self with someone, both Four and Tobias, and found acceptance. This gives him something beyond self-preservation to fight for, completing his transformation from a boy fleeing abuse to a man willing to risk himself for others. When the erudite-designed simulation serum turns dauntless members into mindless soldiers marching toward abnegation, Four, being divergent, remains conscious. Pretending to be controlled, he boards the train with the others, spotting Triss, also conscious. Their silent recognition creates an intense connection amid chaos. Captured and taken to Janine Matthews, Four faces his greatest test when she threatens to inject Triss with death serum unless he submits to a specially designed serum that will control even his divergent mind. His choice to sacrifice his autonomy for Triss demonstrates how far he's come from self-preservation to protection of others. Under the serum's influence, Four attacks Triss in the control room. Only when she calls him by his real name, Tobias, please, it's me, does he begin fighting the serum's control. When he finally breaks free, shooting the equipment instead of Triss, Four completes his transformation, integrating all aspects of himself into a whole person capable of resisting even the most sophisticated control. Four's journey reveals that true courage isn't about fearlessness, but about facing your fears repeatedly while remaining true to your values. His fears never disappear. What changes is his relationship to them. Rather than being paralyzed, he learns to function despite them, even using them as guides to what matters most. This perspective challenges the entire premise of the faction system, which forces people to identify with a single trait. Four's example suggests a different path, acknowledging all aspects of oneself while consciously choosing which to cultivate. His growth from Tobias to Four, and eventually to an integrated identity embracing both names, represents this evolution. In a world increasingly defined by polarized identities and tribal affiliations, Four's journey reminds us that human beings contain multitudes that cannot be reduced to single traits. His legacy isn't fearlessness, but the courage to remain fully human in a system designed to make people less than themselves. Through his eyes, we learn that genuine freedom comes not from escaping our past, but from integrating it into who we choose to become, a lesson that resonates far beyond the confines of dystopian Chicago.